T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. So the Saints are ranked number 6 in the NFL power rankings by ESPN. Pretty damn good. You know who number 1 is this week? As we're about the halfway point of the season, it's hard to have a halfway point in a 17-game season. You know, obviously, during a 16-game season, we know the halfway point. You don't have to be that good in math to know that. But in a 17-game season, it's tough to call the halfway point. The halfway point will be at halftime of the game coming up. But the Green Bay Packers are number 1 right now in the NFL power rankings by ESPN. Their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, who won the most valuable player last year, and he's having a great year this year, making all kinds of headlines now because he just tested positive for COVID-19, and he won't be able to play this week because you got to go into a 10-day protocol in the NFL. But he was asked if he was vaccinated. He shook his head yes just once or twice and said, I'm immunized. And then people went on to the next question. So did he lie when he was asked if he was vaccinated for COVID by shaking his head yes, saying, I'm immunized?
What would lead you to believe that he may have lied?
Because he was asked a question, Coleman, and he didn't give the truthful answer.
How do you know it's not truthful, though? What makes you think he wasn't immunized?
That's not answering the question he was asked.
Wait, isn't that the same thing, being immunized?
That's not. Then if it is, then he lied.
Wait, so being vaccinated and being immunized is not the same thing?
If they're not, then he lied.
That sounds like the same thing, though. He says he was immunized. That sounds like being vaccinated, right?
If it sounds like it, then... Here's why I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
He can't play this coming week. NFL has a protocol where if players don't follow it, they can be suspended for 4 games.
All right.
And it would basically end the season for the number 1 seed in the NFL right now. Part of the protocol is Aaron Rodgers has been running around without a mask, and he has not been vaccinated. So the NFL, if they could suspend him for a month, for 4 games. And again, that would end the Green Bay Packers season, and it looks like end Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay, because everybody's saying this is his last year. The way he reworked his contract, he wants to do what Tom Brady did. He wants to go play for another team.
Okay, so if the fans require a mask and proof of vaccination and negative COVID test to get into the stadiums, shouldn't it work the same for all the employees and staff and players? Don't they have to prove that they were either vaccinated or follow some sort of protocol so they can even play? So if Aaron Rodgers got away this long without being vaccinated, I put that on the NFL, right? Isn't their responsibility to check to make sure that everybody's up to par? Like, don't they have to have, they have to have a physical? Don't they have to have drug tests and stuff like that? So if nobody checked to see if Aaron Rodgers had a vaccination card or got the shot, that's on the NFL for not following up, right?
Well, A, it's on Aaron Rodgers. B, it's on the Green Bay Packers. C, it's on the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. It's on all of them.
But I know it is possible for you to be fully vaccinated and still catch COVID. So the fact that he said he was immunized instead of vaccinated.
But he caught COVID and he has not gotten the vaccination.
Do we know that, though?
Yeah, we know that for a fact.
Okay, well, if we know that for a fact, then yeah, if he said he's immunized, that is something completely different from being vaccinated.
And if that's the case, wouldn't you call him selfish? And wouldn't you say that he just let down every one of his teammates, the guys he goes to war with every week? Wouldn't you say he just let down every fan in Green Bay? He let down everybody by being selfish, by saying, by not getting the vaccination shot. Coleman, I didn't want to get the vaccination shot, but I got it because a couple of reasons. They said it would keep everybody around me safe. They also said this would be the quickest way we could get back to life like we knew it before this damn pandemic. I didn't want to get the vaccination, but I got it for those two reasons. So now if you're in the NFL, if you're in the NBA, you have to get vaccinated for your, if you want to play. I mean,
the thing. Aaron Rodgers seemed like he didn't want to play. He went through this whole season begrudgingly like, look, if y'all want me to play, this is going to have to happen. I don't really want to be. Like, he went into the season saying he didn't want to be quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He's kind of just doing it. So if you say, oh, he may have let down the fans or he left down his team, I don't think he even wanted to be on the team in the first place.
Well, he wants out of Green Bay. Yeah. He wanted out of Green Bay all of last year because in the draft before last year, they drafted a quarterback. They didn't help him out by drafting an offensive lineman or drafting a great defensive player or whatever. They did nothing to help him out. As a matter of fact, when they drafted a quarterback with their first round pick, they were basically saying, all right, Aaron Rodgers, you are on the clock. And Aaron Rodgers just decided, well, I'll speed up that clock then. And he came to an agreement with the Green Bay Packers about his contract. And most people think that this is his last year in Green Bay. And when this season's over, he's going to go play for somebody else. Well, now you put this on top of that, and it'll be interesting to see what the NFL does. Now, there's a handful of players who have taken so much crap for not getting vaccinated. But I guess they get checked once or twice a week. They get tested for COVID.
Okay, I see.
The quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, he said, I'm not getting vaccinated. The wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills, Cole Beasley, he said, I'm not getting vaccinated. He took so much crap on Twitter, he got off of Twitter. He said, I'm getting rid of my Twitter because people are giving me so much crap for not getting vaccinated. Cam Newton said, I'm not getting vaccinated. He got cut by the Patriots. People, the guys in the NFL, there's a basketball player. He's a superstar. His name is Kyrie Irving. He plays for the New Jersey or the Brooklyn Nets. He's sitting out right now because he refuses to get vaccinated. There's a lot of people in sports saying, what a selfish SOB.
Kathy and Ponticula says, if Aaron lied, he should be put out of the game. If a normal person, if it was a normal person, he would have probably been fired.
There's been a lot of people who have lost their jobs because they haven't been vaccinated. That texter is right. I think New York City, they just had a bunch of firemen and police officers leave, quit, because they were mandated to get vaccinated, and they said no. And it's not just there, it's other cities where police officers, firemen, first responders were told they had to get the vaccination shot, and they didn't. And they're out of jobs.
This tech says, he lied. It means the same thing. He should be suspended for not telling the truth. He ain't more than another one, more than anyone, because he's a star quarterback. But do you think it's selfish? Just because let's say somebody is really concerned that getting the shot may have adverse health effects to their body, and they say, I don't want to take the shot. I don't want to get vaccinated. I prefer not to because of these specific health reasons or these specific beliefs that I have. Is it really selfish to stand up to your beliefs and stand up to your morals?
You're the most valuable player in the NFL, and you're one of how many guys are on an NFL roster? What, 60 guys? You just let every one of those guys who goes to battle with you every week, you just let every one of those guys down.
Now, he did by lying. Like, if he said he got vaccinated and he really didn't, or if he said he got immunized, which is probably a roundabout way for saying he didn't get vaccinated, yeah, he let his team down. But I'm just talking about for the average person, for the Cam Newtons or the firemen or the first responders to say, I don't want to take it because of my personal beliefs and my reasons. Is that really being selfish?
Well, look.
Are those who don't want to take the shot supposed to be peer pressured by others saying you're selfish, and say, all right, just for the benefit of everyone else, I'm going to abandon what I truly believe just to acquiesce to you?
Well, people have the right not to take the shot, but they
have to suffer the consequences.
But there are consequences.
Yes. So as long as they're willing to suffer the consequences and be held accountable, I don't see that selfish. I see that standing up for what you believe in, and I think that's admirable in a certain way.
And I'll be honest, I gave you two reasons why I took the shot, even though I didn't want to. And there's a third reason. Our bosses here at our radio station, they really, really, really want us to take the shot. And I don't want to lose my job. I love my job. I need my job.
Yeah, even though the mask mandate is lifted, we still have to follow the protocols and stuff. They're serious about it.
Yeah, up here. You can text us if you want. The NFL could suspend him for 4 weeks, for a month, because he did not follow the protocol. Again, he's been running around without a mask on, doing interviews with people and doing all kinds of things. And that's against the NFL protocol. And you could text us.
And we wouldn't even be talking about it had he not caught COVID. If he went the entire
yeah,
season,
they wouldn't know.
It wouldn't even have been an issue.
We wouldn't know. You're right. You could text us if you want. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is selfish? Because he just let down a lot of people. He really did. And how much is it going to suck for the Green Bay Packers? Now they got to go out and they got to play a quarterback. Oh, by the way, the quarterback that they drafted that pissed them off a couple of drafts ago. He's going to play for the first time in the NFL. And it's going to hurt the number one seeded, well, at least in the ESPN power rankings this week, Green Bay Packers. This is really going to hurt them. Is he selfish, or do you have respect for Rodgers? I didn't like the way when they asked him if he was vaccinated. He shook his head yes, and he said, I'm immunized. And then they just went on to the next question with whatever that meant. You could text us if you want, 504-260-9595. Keep your text short, one or two sentences. And please never text while you're driving. Is Aaron Rodgers selfish? We have a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only, classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans, only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. We started our show this morning with a big news story of the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, who was the most valuable player in the NFL last year, just tested positive for COVID-19, and he won't be able to play this week. Now, the Green Bay Packers, their ESPN just released their football power rankings. They're ranked number one. The only loss they have this year was the first week of the season when they looked awful against the New Orleans Saints. But Aaron Rodgers, he is now, because he was asked, did you get vaccinated? He shook his head yes, and he said that he had been immunized. And then they just went on to the next question. You know, this was not that long ago. And now it's up to the NFL to decide what they're going to do, because they have protocols for this virus. And the fact that he's been around other players and other people in the league, other people who work in the league, without a mask on, they could suspend him for a month.
Well,
that would be another four games on top of the game that he's going to miss this Sunday. And I asked,
But is it confirmed that he did not get vaccinated at all? Just because when he shook his head yes and said he was immunized, is that like confirming that no, he didn't? Like, have we confirmed that he didn't get vaccinated?
Yeah, he did not take the COVID vaccination.
So we know for a fact he did not get vaccinated.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's more of an issue of him lying than it is catching COVID, yes. And then when did he get tested? Because don't they test every week or something like that? So how long has he had COVID? It wasn't like he had COVID for the entire season, even though he was around people and doing all this other stuff.
Well, no, they obviously regularly check their players. They give them tests, and it just came back that he tested positive for COVID, and now we know that he hasn't gotten the vaccination. But when he was asked recently if he did get the vaccination, he shook his head one time yes, and he said, I've been immunized.
Okay.
And I asked you to text us, do you think he's being selfish? I mean, look, it's up to each person to decide if they're going to get the vaccination shot. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to each person. But when you're part of an NFL team in a league that really wants you to get vaccinated, and if you don't, you could be missing a bunch of games. Would you call him selfish? Would you say he let down all of his teammates, all of the Green Bay Packer fans? And look, we know that Aaron Rodgers isn't happy there. You go back two drafts, they drafted a quarterback instead of drafting someone to help him out. And that bothered him. And after that happened, what does he do? He goes out and he wins the MVP, the most valuable player last year. And then during this past offseason, they thought he might just retire. But he still has game left in him. He still wants to play. And so he sat down with Green Bay front office folk And the way they did his contract, he can leave after this year and go to another team. So a lot of people thought that this was his last year in Green Bay anyways. There's an NBA player. His name is Kyrie Irving. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. He hasn't played yet this year because he doesn't want to get vaccinated. And the NBA is saying, look, you got to get vaccinated. There's been a lot of people, police officers, firemen. There's been a lot of people, some people in the media. There's a lot of people who have lost their jobs because they haven't gotten vaccinated. And I asked you to text us, was Aaron Rodgers being selfish and letting everybody who he plays with and all of the Green Bay fans, letting them down because he didn't get vaccinated? And when he was asked if he did, he shook his head one time yes and said, I've been immunized.
Damon says, Rodgers is not selfish, nor do I blame him if he did not get vaccinated. No one should have to take it if they don't want to. Billy says, they can suspend Rodgers all they want. Jordan Love is a promising young kid, and he'll step up. And the whole stupid shot is your own choice, and no one can make you take it if you don't want to. And I've seen videos of Aaron wearing a mask. Charles says, so if Aaron Rodgers was vaccinated, he still would have to sit out 10 days. So what's the difference between if he was vaccinated or not?
Why would he have to sit out 10 days?
Because even if you catch COVID and you were vaccinated, you still have to quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, you still have to go through the same protocol. But I think the issue here is him lying about it, not whether he got vaccinated or not. This text says, I don't think it's selfish. He's still an American and we have rights. What about my body, my choice?
Well, yeah, and that's why I asked this question. But, you know, he's got all of his teammates and all of the Green Bay fans who are saying, well, what are you doing? I mean, we're the number one ranked team in the NFL right now, according to ESPN's power rankings. What are you doing? You've only won one Super Bowl. As great as you are, you're so good, you should win another one. You just let down everybody that's associated with you in your sport.
All right, this text says, he's running around with no mask. How many people did he expose because he wasn't being selfish? Probably not that much because, like, they get tested frequently, so he just now recently caught it. But let me ask you this. Let's say, is it selfish because of his position that he's the star quarterback of the number one ranked team? If he was the sixth string kicker of the Detroit Lions and he caught COVID and lied about it, would it make a difference?
No.
Would people see? Exactly. So the fact that he's Aaron Rodgers, I guess the rules apply different from him because more people depend on him. So is it selfish of people to depend on him so much? Whereas if it was somebody who wasn't important, like the Bat Boy or something like that for a team that got eliminated in MLB and he caught COVID because he didn't get vaccinated, would they call him selfish? Or is it just because he's the star?
He's the star of the team.
So that makes him selfish because of his position.
And there are many people who say he just let down his entire team, the entire fan base. And look, I mentioned this when we started talking about this a half hour ago. I mentioned I didn't want to get vaccinated, but I got vaccinated because they said that it would be the best for everybody around me, everybody who I come in contact with. They also said that it's the best and fastest way to get back to life the way we knew it before the pandemic. And my bosses at my job really, really, really want all their employees to get vaccinated. And I need my job. And I know this is this situation sucks. It's not fun. But that's why I asked you to text us. Is he selfish? Because let's face the facts. He did let a lot of people down by not getting the jab.
I think he let more people down by lying about it if he didn't. That's what I'm more concerned about. Whether he got vaccinated or not, That's his choice. That's his issue. I don't care about it. I care more about him lying about it. If he sat there and told the world he got vaccinated or he used the word immunized and he really didn't, that's what I'm more upset about. If they had asked him the question, have you been vaccinated? If he didn't, he should have just said, no, I didn't. But the fact that he lied about it is what I'm more concerned about than him getting it or not. That doesn't concern me.
When they asked him, have you been vaccinated? He shook his head yes once, and he said, I've been immunized. And then, you know, you've got other NFL players who have been taking so much crap for saying that they don't want to get vaccinated. I mean, Cam Newton got cut by the Patriots. Cole Beasley, the wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills, he was taking so much crap on Twitter, he got off Twitter.
It seems like it's only the stars that's taking the crap, though. You know, the fifth-string wide receiver.
Nobody cares about
them. Exactly. So it's unfair to them for being good at their job because they're taking the most crap just because of their position. I also think that's unfair, right?
So our texts are going both ways. Mm-hmm. There are some people that are saying he's selfish, and then there are some people saying, no, you're an American. You can do what you want. And I agree with, hey, this is America. I agree with that. But when you've got so many people that you work with depending on you and you don't do what your employers want you to do, you can be called selfish for that. Look, we always appreciate your texts, and we always want you to text us. Throughout our show, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. If you got something to say, always keep it short, one or two sentences. If it's good, we will read it on the show. And please never text while you're driving. We have a lot to get to on the show this morning, including the Saints issue with their star wide receiver, who we're not going to be seeing play football for the rest of this season. And by the way, the Saints in that ESPN power rankings poll, they're sixth. Pretty damn good. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Not that long ago, there was a video of actor Nicolas Cage being really drunk in a bar in Las Vegas. And it's being said that Nicolas Cage has a severe drinking problem. To give you an idea how bad it is, an intervention is being planned by Johnny Depp. Boy, I know you got issues if that guy's planning your intervention. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. I was just telling Coleman off the, while we were playing that song, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, it was a brilliant idea not only for Mark Knopfler, the leader of Dire Straits, to get Sting from the police to help sing that song with him. Because right around that time, I mean, in the early 80s, the early to mid-80s, the Police were the biggest band in the world. But to have them sing, I want my MTV. And that came out only not that long after MTV came out. That was brilliant. Because you knew MTV was going to play the video if you've got singer from the biggest rock band in the world singing I want my MTV. It was a great idea. Although that's the same song that uses a word that can't be broadcast. So you had the best and the worst of things in that song right there. Boy, I just saw this story. I read a story about a man who was the world's fattest man. He weighed right around 1,000 pounds.
Oh.
Upwards of 1,000 pounds. And he says that when he was at his heaviest, he was in a hospital, that he was told by doctors in the hospital that he was going to be cremated in a slaughterhouse when he died. He's the former world's fattest man.
Oh, somebody beat him?
Well, no, he had to lose weight, Coleman, to stay alive, which he did. He once tipped the scales at nearly 1,000 pounds. He claims that a hospital in England had planned to cremate him in a slaughterhouse if he died due to his massive size, and he wasn't happy about that. But I started thinking to myself, you know, you got someone who's almost 1,000 pounds, and if he did die, what were they going to do? What else could they possibly do?
And why would it matter to him? He's dead. Like, no matter what they did to get rid of the body, why should it matter to him? Clearly, if for him to let himself go that much, he didn't care that much about his life, so why should he care so much about his death at that point?
Yeah, there's a new documentary that's out. It's called The World's Fattest Man, 10 Years On. I guess that would be 10 years later, but they talk a little different than we do in England. His name is Paul Mason. He is now 61 years old, and he says, quote, "I thought it was disgusting. I couldn't believe they were doing that."
He couldn't believe, he thought it was disgusting.
Yeah.
The guy that let himself become the fattest man in the world thought that the way he died would be, or the way they got rid of his body would be disgusting.
Yes.
So none of that, you know, him getting to that point, maybe having bad will, but none of that was disgusting to him. It was how they choose to let him go that bothered him.
He said, "If I died in hospital, they wouldn't be able to deal with someone my size, so they made a form up to say that if I died in hospital, they'd have to take me to an abattoir to where the large animals go to and die. And I'd be cremated in the animal cremation." So they would, he's saying they would take them to a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
To where large animals go to and die.
I just find it so ironic that he was not embarrassed enough to stop himself, you know, being in public while he was the fattest man in the world. But what would happen after he passed away? That was the embarrassing part to him. That was when it clicked, like, oh, maybe I should do something about my weight. It wasn't nothing. It was nothing about the staring. It was nothing about maybe people reaching out to him in Avengers. Nothing stopped him from getting that size. But when he said, oh, they're going to put me in the slaughterhouse and cremate me,
that bothered him.
Yeah, now I got to do something about it.
It bothered him. He's had several surgeries. I mean, the fact that he's still alive is cool.
And he's 61 years old. It is. He made it.
He's had 2 knee replacements, a new hip, several hernia operations, and he had the gastric bypass. His stomach is now the size of an egg.
Oh, so he's like the bionic man. He's like Steve Austin. He has all the robotic parts.
He's down to 260 pounds now.
That's pretty good.
So this documentary is fascinating, and but he said he got really upset when they said, "Look, if you die here in the hospital, you're almost 1,000 pounds. We have to take you to the slaughterhouse to cremate you." That bothered him.
That whatever works.
Yeah, right. He lost the weight.
Whatever works.
Coming up next, it's this morning's Big O segment here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for the Big O.
Oh.
I always want to get your take on the Big O segment. Yesterday, at the end of our show, we told you that Michael Thomas, the star wide receiver of the Saints, isn't coming back this year. He's done. He was rehabbing an ankle injury, but something else happened to the ankle. And he said that he's not coming back this year. And the whole Michael Thomas situation is a mess right now for the Saints. I mean, he was arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL a couple of years ago. Playing great. He was putting up numbers. Drew Brees was throwing him the ball that were incredible. And then during the offseason, before last season, the Saints signed Michael Thomas to a new contract that made him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. In the first game he played after that, he hurt his ankle. And then he missed a bunch of games. You remember that last year. And then he tried coming back and just wasn't the same. And then instead of getting surgery on the ankle, as soon as last season ended, he waited a while. He wanted to see if it could recover on its own, but it couldn't. And then he ended up getting surgery not that long before the Saints were supposed to report to work out and practice. And that's why he was out for the first half of this year. But he was supposed to come back very soon, around now. And yesterday's announcement was very disappointing. I mean, to Saints Nation, the Saints this year, I mentioned earlier in the show, right now, ESPN's power rankings have them as the sixth best team in the NFL. Even with their, and they've had a bunch of problems this year with injuries. Obviously, the quarterback position, they were going with Jameis Winston. He blew out his knee last week, and now he's done for the season too. You remember how the season started for the Saints with the hurricane? They weren't able to play a home game here in New Orleans for the first month of the season. But they've been scrapping and clawing and hanging in there. But now with Michael Thomas out, the Saints' weakness is the wide receiver position. The trading deadline came and went 2 days ago on Tuesday. The Saints were talking with the Cleveland Browns about trading for Odell Beckham Jr., who at one time was the best wide receiver in the NFL a few years ago. He's a New Orleans native. He was a star at Isabel Newman High School, obviously a star at LSU. And, man, his rookie year with the Giants, the numbers he put up, and then the year after that, I mean, he was fantastic. And then he became a diva. And he wanted out with the Giants, and so he ended up in Cleveland with the Browns. And he hasn't been doing much with the Browns. And a few days ago, his father, Odell Beckham Sr., released a video, put it on YouTube, showing so many times where Odell Beckham Jr. was open, but their quarterback in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield, didn't throw him the ball. And then there were other times in the video where Baker Mayfield threw bad passes to Odell Beckham Jr. And so that video went around a couple of days ago. And then yesterday, when Odell Beckham Jr. was getting ready to go to practice, someone from the Browns called him up and said, you don't have to come to practice today. Don't leave your house. Or if you do leave your house, go wherever you want to go. Just don't come to practice. And the coach of the Cleveland Browns told the team that basically right now, Odell Beckham Jr. is not a part of the team. Wouldn't you love to see the Saints get Odell Beckham Jr.? Even though the trading deadline came and went and the Saints weren't able to reach a deal with the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland could still release him and the Saints could sign him. They would have to pay him $7.25 million for the rest of this season because I believe his contract is $14 million a year.
Now with our quarterback situation, we had a few people texting saying, what about Cam Newton? And then a lot of people said, no, not Cam Newton because he'd be a bad locker room personality. With Odell Beckham Jr. being a bit of a diva, do you think that's the kind of personality you would want in the Saints locker room, especially if you mix him up with like CJ, GJ and stuff like that?
That's a good question, Coleman, and that's why I'm bringing this up on the show this morning. I mean, he'd be coming home. He's literally coming home to where he's from, where he was a high school star, where he's a college star. And boy, oh boy, the Saints could definitely use him. The Saints need help at that position. They need help at the wide receiver position because their wide receivers have a tough time getting open. And they need a wide receiver.
What can they do about Michael Thomas's situation, though, with like the money he's getting paid and him not being able to play? Do they have an out? Do they have a clause in their contract saying, well, since you couldn't perform your duties as contracted, you're no longer eligible for the money that we're paying you? Or did he just floating? He just skating with the money?
Right now, he's skating with the money. And from what I understand, they have to pay Michael Thomas what he signed for this year. But I believe when this season is over, they can release him. But you're talking about when they are right, perhaps the two best wide receivers in the NFL. Wouldn't you like to see the Saints do what they have to do to get Odell Beckham Jr. here? But Coleman brought up a good point. I mean, if he's got an attitude, would he hurt the team? Would he hurt the locker room more than he would help the team on the field? It looks like Cleveland is finished with him. They told him to stay home. Wouldn't that be something if Cleveland released him and the Saints signed him?
Did Cleveland say why they want to release him? Did it have something to do with his performance? Did it have something to do with how he acted? Like, did they have a reason why?
Well, they're not happy with him, Coleman, and they're really not happy with what his father did.
Yeah, I can understand that, yeah.
Man, when his first couple of years in the NFL, there was nobody better. He caught everything. Well, if you're listening, would you like to see the Saints do whatever it takes to get Odell Beckham Jr. here? I mean, he's a little banged up right now, but he's ready to play. He wanted to go to practice yesterday, but the Cleveland Browns called him up and they said, don't come to practice. And then the coach told the team, he's not a part of the team right now. Again, it would cost the Saints $7.25 million. That's what they would have to pay him to get him here for the rest of the season. Texas, look, I think the Saints need to do whatever it takes to win. And signing Odell Beckham Jr., again, if he now Cleveland has a choice. They could either pay him that $7.25 million to either play or, as of right now, just sit out. We'll pay you not to be here. Or they can release him. And if they release him, the Saints can sign him. Text us, 504-260-9595. I think there's a bigger ceiling for him to do well here in New Orleans, where he's from, than there would be a basement for him to bring the team down. If he did sign with the Saints. We still don't know who's playing quarterback for the Saints on Sunday. Taysom Hill is back from his concussion, although he was limited at practice yesterday. The way I look at it, since Trevor Siemian got the job done last week, why not go with him again, play him again, and then keep Taysom Hill at what he has been, the Swiss Army knife. He could play some quarterback. He could do this, do that, do what he's been doing to make a name for himself. That's what I think the Saints should do. And I also think if they're on the phone with Cleveland, hey, you release them. We'll sign them. And I don't know if Michael Thomas is going to be back here next year, but could you imagine your two starting wide receivers are Michael Thomas and Odell Beckham Jr.? My God. Two of the best. Text us. 504-260-9595. Keep your text short, just one or two sentences. And if your text is good, we'll read it next coming up on the show. Please never text while you're driving. Should the Saints do what it takes to get Odell Beckham Jr. back home playing here for them? Because it is not happening. It is not working out for him in Cleveland right now. From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Fair itself. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know what happened today in 1922? The entrance to King Tut's tomb was discovered. It wasn't found for over 3,000 years because it was cleverly marked exit. You know, British researchers say King Tut died in a chariot accident. They believe he was texting and crashed into a pyramid. Hey, coming up next, your texts on should the Saints do whatever it takes to get Odell Beckham Jr. back home here to New Orleans where he's from. Cleveland Browns told him not to go to practice yesterday. It would cost the Saints $7.5 million, but if Cleveland released him, the Saints could sign him. Or do you think, he's not the same player he used to be. He's a diva now. Your texts on should the Saints do what it takes to get Odell Beckham Jr. back to New Orleans are next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlin here with you. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment was about Odell Beckham Jr. Should the Saints do whatever it takes to bring him back home to New Orleans? The NFL trading deadline ended at 3 in the afternoon 2 days ago on Tuesday. The Saints talked to Cleveland about a deal, but they weren't able to reach an agreement. And then Odell Beckham's father, Odell Beckham Sr., released a video on YouTube, an 11-minute video of his son. And the video was all about his son running his routes, being open, and Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield not hitting him. throwing bad passes to him or not throwing him the ball at all. And yesterday, Odell Beckham Jr. was getting ready to go to practice, and they called him at his house. The Cleveland Browns did, and they said, don't bother coming to practice today. They're obviously not happy with the old man. They're not happy with Odell Beckham Sr. Releasing that video. And the head coach of the Cleveland Browns basically told his team yesterday that Odell Beckham Jr. is not a part of the team right now. So I asked you, should the Saints do whatever it takes to get him back here to New Orleans? That could happen. Even though the trading deadline came and went, Cleveland could release him. The Saints could sign him, and they would owe him $7.25 million to play the second half of this season. That's what it would cost them. I'm thinking, my God, if Michael Thomas gets healthy and Odell Beckham is healthy, could you imagine those two playing on the same field? That would be the greatest wide receiver combination in NFL history. I asked you, what do you think?
But his first one says, well, the Saints don't have to pay the $7.2 million. If they agreed to sign him for less, the Browns would have to pay the difference.
All right.
All right. No to Odell. Too much drama. Palmer says, OBJ is a perennial talent. If we could get him, we should definitely get him. If Jameis is better next year, he'll need all the targets that we can spread the field to.
Well, there's no doubt right now that the Saints desperately need help at the wide receiver position. They don't have receivers that can run routes and get open and get they just don't.
This one says, why take him when he's had issues with every NFL team he's played for? The last thing the Saints need is another diva.
You know, that's a good point. I mean, he was fantastic when he came up with the Giants, but then he wanted out of there. And he gets to Cleveland, and now he wants out of there. There's no doubt he's a diva, but boy, coming home where he was a star, where he grew up. He went to Isadore Newman High School uptown. He was a star at LSU. You think he'd change his ways if he was back home?
Well, Robbie says, Sean Payton can straighten Odell just like he did with Winston. Besides, his mama will.
It's a good point.
Rand Marrero says, get Odell, forget Cam. Cam's not on the team for a reason.
Look, I don't know if anybody's going to sign Cam Newton because he didn't get vaccinated. That's why he got cut from the Patriots. And now we just saw what happened with Aaron Rodgers. He's not vaccinated. He's not playing this week. Boy, what a mess.
Roy says, sounds like Odell's dad is the diva. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
This is the first time I remember Odell Beckham Sr. making headlines.
Eric says, yes, we should sign Odell. We were already trying to make a deal with him. Blair says, sign OB and hope sidearm Simeon can continue getting things done. This text says, OBJ has 500-yard seasons out of 8. That's not too bad.
1,000-yard season.
Yeah, that's Blair says, I said that already. This one says, John, are you high? Why bring another problem to replace a diva with the diva?
Well, look, and that's a fair point, Texter. That's a fair point. But, man, when he's on, he's as good as it gets, and the Saints desperately need help at that position.
This one says, he would definitely be a great addition. Thinking about the upside outweighs the diva potential. And his last text says, we can't be making desperate moves because we're in a tough position. However, I would take Beckham and Newton any day.
Wow, he'd take Cam, too. Thank you for your texts. We appreciate them. And we ask you and invite you to text our show anytime during our show about whatever you want. Always keep it short, one or two sentences. And if it's good, we'll read it on the show. That's how you're a part of our show. We really appreciate that. Well, we'll see what happens. But Cleveland could either continue to pay Odell Beckham Jr. to either come back and play with them this year, to sit out. We'll pay you the rest of the $7.25 million just to stay home. Or they could release him. And if they do that, then they come to an agreement with whoever signs him about how much, who's paying for how much. Boy, and the fact that the Saints are number six right now in the ESPN power rankings with the first half of the season that they've had between the hurricane and not playing home, between the injuries, this whole Michael Thomas situation, but they are scrapping and clawing, and they are fighting. And boy, if they were ever both healthy, Michael Thomas and Odell Beckham Jr. on the same team, wow, be the greatest wide receiver combination in NFL history. All right, coming up next. Well, we still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And then yesterday, one of New Orleans' most famous musicians, a Grammy winner, learned his fate. Stay tuned for that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. Hey, tonight starts the new week of the NFL season. If you haven't signed up for our King of the Bayou yet, do so. Even if you sign up late in the season or halfway through the season like now, each week we give away $50 to go spend at Zapardo's Family Market in Metairie.
Cha-ching!
And all you got to do is pick the most winners, the NFL games. No point spread. Just pick who you think's going to win. And like I said, it's free. It's fun. It only takes about 20 or 30 seconds to sign up. And everything's right there in front of you. Go to our website, bayou957.com. Click on King of the Bayou, the box there, and sign up and be a part of this. Tonight's game, the Jets are playing in Indianapolis against the Colts. And at first, you would look at that and say, well, that game's going to stink because the Jets stink. But the Jets are playing their backup quarterback, who was fantastic last week. In his first NFL start, he threw for over 400 yards, and the Jets won. They beat Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals last week. So they should keep it competitive tonight in Indianapolis against the Colts. The Jets' quarterback, their first-string quarterback, he's the guy they drafted with their first-round pick in this last draft. He got banged up. So that's why they're playing this guy who's been hanging around. He's been an NFL backup for the last 4 years. He came in last week and blew everybody's minds. We'll see what happens tonight. But go be a part of our King of the Bayou. It's fun. You can win stuff. And the new week starts tonight. Go to our website, bayou957.com.
So we're not going to talk about the leaderboard at all?
You're winning right now.
Yeah, by five.
You're up by five games.
I'm pretty much the king at this point. I'm claiming it right now. I'm claiming it right now. I don't see any possible way anyone from the Bayou crew can catch up with me.
Slow down here.
So just give me my crown now, John. Just crown me king. I know it's partially halfway, a little bit more than midseason, but I'm claiming it.
Yeah, Coleman, you're doing well. I think I'm six games behind you. I got to make my move now. And I mean, I'm pretty frustrated because I'm really into football. And you're kind of into it, but you pick games for different reasons. You pick teams for different reasons, not because you think that they're actually better than the team that they're playing.
Yeah, my favorite color towns I've been in, whether I know a chick that likes that team or not, things of that nature. It's a winning formula, apparently.
Yeah, you're up by five over Ginty right now.
Yeah,
Ginty,
yeah.
And you're up by six over me. I got to make my move on you now. It is a lot of fun, and you get in it with a couple of people, a few people that you work with, or a few of your friends, and boy, you can have bragging rights.
Yeah, like shout out to Nicholas right now, who's in the lead with 67 points. That's amazing.
followed by Glenn and Michael and Heath and Juan and Jeff.
And 67 points means he's picked 67 winners so far up to this point in the season. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Hey, I just wanted to mention this real quick because this story has made a lot of news around here. Yesterday, one of New Orleans' most famous musicians got sentenced to prison. Grammy Award winner Irvin Mayfield was sentenced yesterday to 18 months in prison. You know, in the courthouse he was sentenced in is right next door to our studio here. It's not really where you want to see Irvin Mayfield. You want to see Irvin Mayfield on a stage playing. But Irvin Mayfield and his business partner got in trouble because they stole over $1 million from the New Orleans Public Library Foundation. And there's a lot of people in this city who love that guy, and now they can't stand him. I mean, how do you steal over $1 million? I think it was $1.3 million from the New Orleans Public Library Foundation. And he spent the money on trips, staying in very expensive hotels, eating very expensive meals. He bought himself a new horn, a really expensive one. Money that he stole from the New Orleans Public Library Foundation. Now look, I know not as many people go to libraries these days as they used to. I mean, before the internet. But the internet, the free internet, is the reason why some people go to the public libraries. And more specifically, to look at internet porn. That's why see some people in libraries these days. But and Irvin Mayfield, he was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for stealing $1.3 million. That's not that big of a sentence, is it?
That's 18 months flies by.
I mean, think about it. Would you take a chance at stealing $1.3 million if you knew that the worst that could happen to you is you'd get 18 months in prison?
That's a tough one. Because 18 months, that was the COVID lockdowns. We've all did 18 months.
Yeah, we just did 18 months.
We've all did 18 months in one shape or form. So, that's a tough one.
The judge, whose name is Jay Zaney, Zaney judge, I guess the maximum sentence he could have given Irvin Mayfield was 5 years. And he wanted to give Irvin Mayfield 5 years. But he said, if I only give him a year and a half, and when he gets out, I'm going to make him teach children how to play music here in the city of New Orleans, which is what he did. He figures that could help more than having him sit in a cage for 5 years.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that. I'm all about rehabilitation and reformation. Does he get to keep the horn that he bought with the stolen money, though, when he teaches these kids?
Yeah, and yesterday Irvin Mayfield's lawyer in the courthouse, he was blaming Channel 4 here. Because the reporter, David Hammer, who's an investigative reporter there, he's the one that scooped this. He's the one that said, wait a minute.
I think the punishment should fit the crime, though. Since he stole from the public library foundation, instead of teaching kids how to do music, he should go to these libraries and read books to kids, something like that, since that way he would give back to the to the organization's purpose of, you know, what the money was for while serving his sentence. Since you stole from the library foundation, go to libraries, read books to kids.
Well, Coleman, I mean, how Urban Mayfield could do this to the city where he's from, I don't understand. He said yesterday to my city, community, friends, I hope you can accept my apology. I take full responsibility. And then he played a little number on the horn. So at least he's taking responsibility, but his lawyer was blaming the investigative reporter at Channel 4 and Channel 4 for figuring this out. But how do you rob the public library in your own city, the Public Library Foundation, of $1.3 million? I mean, do you think 18 months is enough prison time? I'll be honest with you, I don't.
But if he could give back to the community and do something positive.
But if you do pull him out early, and it's part of his release, is I think he's got to give 500 hours of teaching the community service, of teaching kids here in New Orleans how to play music, and that could help.
No, I don't think 500 hours is enough. He should be able to teach these kids for a few years. Since he's avoiding 5 years in prison, he should teach kids for 5 years.
The trumpet he bought with the stolen money was a $15,000 gold-plated trumpet for the Grammy Award-winning musician, Urban Mayfield. So, well, hopefully some good could come out of this. And he's got him and his partner. They gotta pay the library back too. The New Orleans Public Library Foundation. All right, coming up on the show, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. These idiot carjackers, boy, did they steal the wrong car. Wait till you hear this. Got that? And did you hear about, I just read about what an iPhone can do. And I never knew this. Stay tuned for those reports here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Did you know that the iPhone has a feature that lets you listen to conversations happening 15 minutes away from where you are? I just learned about this. It's called Listen Live. It's designed as a hearing aid tool, and it can be added to your iPhone shortcuts. So if people have a tough time hearing, they could be people in loud rooms, maybe at a concert. You could use this, and you could hear people better. But it also can be used, you could hear something that's happening a few miles down the road.
Hmm.
You got to get your earbuds in. And all you got to do in your iPhone is program what type of earbuds you have in, you know. And you could listen to a conversation that's happening 15 minutes away from where you're standing.
Huh, I wonder how that technology works. I wonder if it's just because the iPhone microphones are just that good where it could pick up something 15 miles away, or there's something where 15 miles away they ping it like some kind of tower, and they just, like, if people are talking around another iPhone, they could just pick up that conversation from their other iPhone and ping it to your iPhone. That's kind of weird and suspicious.
Again, it's very suspicious. It's called Listen Live. Your iPhone, your iPad, or your iPod Touch becomes a remote microphone that sends sound to your made-for-iPhone hearing aid.
Hmm. I'm going to have to try that out one day.
Imagine that, hearing something from a couple of miles away that you could just...
Yeah, here's what we'll do. We'll go stand on the corner. You go walk for 15 minutes, and then I'll hit it, and then I'll see if I can hear you talking to yourself. Just to see if it really works.
You see how many problems this could cause?
Or how many problems it could solve.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Boy, these carjackers, they picked the wrong car to jack. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. Tom Hanks said that Jeff Bezos offered him to go into space with him. Remember when William Shatner just went into space? Evidently, Bezos asked Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks said, really? And Bezos told him, it'll cost you $28 million. And Tom Hanks said, well, look, I do all right for myself, but you'd have to be crazy to pay $28 million to go into space for 12 minutes.
But Tom Hanks could just wait a few generations when he conquered space travel, and then he could go up for like $29.95 or something like that.
Plus, he was already in space in that movie.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well for him, right?
But it's wild how Bezos wanted Tom Hanks to pay $28 million for that 12-minute ride. But Captain Kirk, William Shatner, Bezos let him go for free.
Favoritism.
How about that? All right, it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Carjackers foiled by stick shift that they didn't know how to drive during botched carjacking.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, if you're a carjacker, you have to really make sure you know how to drive the type of car you're jacking. And there are a lot of people that don't know how to drive a stick shift, a standard.
I'll be honest. I'm one of those people.
You don't know how to drive a standard?
No, I tried. I just don't have the hand. I don't have the coordination between my foot and my hand. Like, there's too many body parts moving at one time. That's why I don't play the drums. You know, you got the kick drums and the cymbal. I can't do all that at one time.
Coleman, I used to have a stick shift. And the best part about it was I could always get it going. Even if there was something wrong with the starter or whatever, as long as I was on a little bit of a hill, all I'd have to do was hop in the car, step on the clutch, the car would start rolling down the hill, and then I would pop the clutch and start hitting the gas pedal, and it would start.
Huh. No, I drive automatic, so anytime my car doesn't want to get going, I just pay a mechanic.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this failed carjacking attempt happened in New Jersey. An attempted carjacking in New Jersey stalled out when three carjackers couldn't figure out how to drive a stick shift. Here's the most wild part. If you think that's the wild part of the story, to me, here's the most wild part of the story. The three carjackers were all 15 years old. So they're not even old enough to legally drive a car.
No, here's the dumbest part. Here you are. You have three people in one car. One is trying to drive a stick. The other two can't figure it out. When you know you're about to get caught, shouldn't one of the 15-year-olds in the backseat just run and leave? He can leave. He's not the one driving. He could easily get out the car and run. So why did all three of them get caught? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, Coleman, they're 15 years old and they're carjackers. So I don't know how smart they are. Because if they had brains, they wouldn't be jacking cars at the age of 15.
That's true. And if you are going to do it, you Google how to drive a stick shift.
The three 15-year-olds, this happened in New Jersey. They got nowhere fast after swiping a delivery man's 2006 Honda Civic. Sweet ride. With manual transmission. Two of the 15-year-olds couldn't figure out how to get the car, which was left running as the worker dropped off an order. He's a delivery driver.
That's on the worker. You know, you never leave. Well, I kind of do leave my car running depending on what neighborhood I'm in.
It's a 2006 Honda Civic. Yeah. He's probably thinking, who in God's name is going to steal this? Well, three idiot 15-year-olds. So they see the cars running. They hop in. And then they try to drive off, and they're like, what the hell is this? Why is there an extra pedal down there? What is this? Wait a minute. What does this thing do over here? They couldn't figure out how to move the car, which was left running. They didn't know how to drive the stick shift.
It's funny as day. So what, did they take turns? One guy was in the driver's seat. He couldn't figure it out. So the other 15-year-old switched seats with him. He tried to figure it out. At one point, one of them could have escaped. That's the part that is bewildering me. While one person is trying to figure out how the car goes, another one could leave.
Well, remember, three got arrested, but only two were in the car trying to jack it. So what happened? How did the third person get arrested? The delivery driver returned to the car. And the two that couldn't drive the stick shift, they jumped them, and they started punching them. And then evidently they had a friend nearby, and the third joined them and started kicking and punching the delivery man. So first they tried stealing his car. They were so stupid, they didn't know how to steal his car. And then when he came back, the three of them decided to jump this guy.
Yes. Oh, man. I whip 3 15-year-olds' asses.
The delivery driver, who was in his late 40s, was not seriously hurt.
Because there were 3 15-year-olds. How much damage could they possibly do?
They were arrested on charges of conspiracy to commit carjacking, aggravated assault, and conspiracy to commit aggravated assault. Unfortunately, because of their age, they were taken into a juvenile detention center where they'll probably be released very soon to go out and try again.
Yeah, this time they're going to do some Googles.
So the 3 15-year-olds in New Jersey who were foiled by a stick shift that they didn't know how to drive when they jacked that car. Idiots. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
On Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.